I have heard before a preacher who preaches in English and does his own translations. So he speaks English on one hand, and then later on he's speaking Chinese on the other hand. But I'm glad that we have somebody else to do the translations.
你的意思是说你不用我在这儿是吧？其实你也不用我在这儿。
I didn't say that. I said that guy was very good. He does his own translations.
他说他听说过一个牧师自己先用英文讲，然后自己翻译。所以其实不用我在这儿，中牧师其实中英文都可以讲。
Let's pray first.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to speak your words. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that I may be humble like the song we were singing.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你要让我们有这样的今天的机会来看读你的话语，让我们今天可以有谦卑的心，等会儿来唱我们的诗歌。
And so,As I speak your words, I ask your Holy Spirit also speak to me, teach me about your words.
也求您的圣灵能够降在我的身上，也能够把您的话显明给我。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。
You know, our gospel has changed in the last 20 to 30 years.
在过去的二三十年间呢，我们的福音其实有一些改变。
The gospel has changed from who to how.
那么这个福音呢，从是谁变成了该怎样去。
For example, how you can be saved.
比如说，我们该怎样才能得救呢
？How you can become a better man and woman？
那么你怎样才能变成一个更好的人呢
？How can we serve the Lord and His church？
那我们该如何怎样来服侍主还有他的教会呢
？How can we accomplish the great commissions？
我们怎样才能去完成主的大使命呢？
These subjects seem to be very spiritual.
那么这些主题呢，听起来都很属灵。
So we deduce the people who are interested in these questions are people who earnestly seeking to please the Lord.
所以我们也觉得呢，就是说对这些问题感兴趣的人呢，那他们肯定也是很热心的来追求主的这些人。
Except.The questions are about us and not about Jesus Christ.
但是呢，我们想一想，这些问题呢是关于我们，并不是关于耶稣基督的问题。
This is not the gospel.
所以这些问题并不是福音。
Well, you can argue that these questions are about sanctifications and not about salvation.
那我们甚至可以说呢，这些问题呢其实是关于这个成圣的问题，而不是关于得救的问题。
So, it is more about us becoming more Christ-like.
所以呢，这些问题呢是关于我们如何变得更像基督。
But I would argue that even at the sanctification stage of our spiritual walk, it is still all about Jesus Christ.
但是我想说的就是说，即使在我们属灵的道路上，我们走在成圣的这个道路上。成圣呢，也都是关于主耶稣基督的。
I'm sure you have read the Sermon on the Mount many times.
那么大家读登山宝训呢，已经读了很多次了。
And I'm sure you come away with saying, "Wow."
那我们读完之后，我们肯定有这种感觉，就是 "Wow."
So it can be, I think, is.A teaching of how we can become a Christ, more Christ-like person.
所以大家可能都可以想，哦，这个是耶稣的教导，让我们觉得，让我们可以变成，怎么更变得更像耶稣。
It can be misunderstood as the highest level of moral and ethics.
它也可以被误解成为是我们这个伦理和道德的最高的标准。
Far superior to all the teaching of the sages, wise men, and guru of the history.
所以耶稣的教导呢，比这个历史上所有的圣人啊，有智慧的人，还有伟人的教导都高得多。
But that is not the point of Jesus.
但是呢，这个并不是耶稣教导我们的原因。
He taught us so we know and understand that the law and the prophets points to him.
他教导我们的原因呢，是让我们可以知道和明白这些律法和先知书呢，都是指向他自己。
These written words are not a high bar to measure humanity.
所以这些话呢并不是说它用来衡量人性的一个很高的标准。
But to reveal sins and therefore leading us to Christ.
耶稣讲这些话的目的呢，是要显明我们的罪，然后把我们指向他自己。
Rather than unpack, because a lot of time you can spend weeks on one of those ethics.
那么今天呢，我也不想把里面讲的每一条都讲得很清楚，因为其中的一条你就可以讲好几个礼拜。
I'm going to do a brief survey of the subject and see how they point to Christ.
那么今天呢，我只是想做一个简介，然后我们来看他们怎样指向基督。
From verse 17,When he began his teaching, he laid out for us the question, who is speaking?
那么在十七节开始的时候呢，他就有一个问题就告诉我们，就是说这些话是谁在讲？
Who is doing the teaching?
是谁在做这些教导？
The personal pronouns is significant in this sermon.
所以这个人呢，在这些教导里面是非常重要的。
You see, verse 17, it says, I have come, or I have not come.
那么在十七节里他就说、我来是要，然后他又说我来不是要。
And also the phrase, I tell you, in verse 18, 20, 22, 26, 28, 32, 34, 39, and 44, I tell you.
那么在十八节、二十节、二十二节、二十六、二十八、三十二、三十四、三十九、四十四节里面，他用了同样的一个、陈述，就是我告诉你们。
The I tell you statement separate Jesus from the rest of the teachers, scribes, and Pharisees of his age.
那么我告诉你们这个陈述呢，同时呢就把这个耶稣和以前还有现在的这些老师、文士和法利赛人都分别开来。
It puts the focus on Jesus Christ.
那么这句话呢，就让我们把目光放在耶稣基督的身上。
And he begins as you have heard.
他开始就说
I tell you.
那其中一个常见的话就是说啊，你们听见说，只是我告诉你们。
So Jesus is contrasting with what other people is teaching and what he is teaching us.
所以耶稣呢，其实就是把这个文士和法利赛人别人的教导和他的教导啊，分别开来，对立出来。
Okay, so the first subject that he's talking about is murder.
那么他讲的第一个主题呢，就是杀人。
Murder and being angry is the same thing in Jesus' eyes.
那么在耶稣的眼里呢，杀人和动怒是一样的事情。
But it's not about equating them, but it's rather about reconciliations.
就是他在讲这个主题的时候呢，是让我们更多的考虑如何去和好，而不是把他们两个和。
It's not about the judgment that God is going to judge you because you have anger in your heart.
他并不是在讲神要审判我们，因为我们心里有这个怒气。
His solution is that you should always reconcile with people that you are unhappy.
那么解决这个事情的办法呢，就是我们应该主动去和这个我们心里啊有怒气的这个人去和好。
So it's not just about I forgive you.
所以并不仅仅是说啊我原谅你。
But it's about going to him and says, let's talk about it.
而是说你主动走到那个人旁边说我们来谈一谈这个事情。
In fact, this thing is so important to Jesus. He says that as you go to offer your gifts, you remember somebody was angry at you, you take the step to reconcile with him.
这件事情很重要，所以他在23节里说，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候呢，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
It's not even your fault, maybe. It's the other person's fault. But you knew that that guy is angry with you.
这件事情其实并不一定说是因为你的错啊，有可能是另外一个人的错，但是你知道呢，他对你很动怒，有怒气。
So Jesus says, you go to him and see what is going on.
所以耶稣说呢，你要先去找他谈，来搞清楚到底是发生了什么事情。
So Jesus' teaching and the Pharisees' teaching are very different.
所以耶稣和法利赛人的教导呢，是非常的不一样。
Jesus sees into the heart, whereas as the scribes and the teacher of the law only looking at the outside appearances.
耶稣呢看到我们的心，但是呢文士和法利赛人只注意人的这个外表。
And second subject is talk about adultery.
第二个主题呢就是讲奸淫。
Well, I think most of us will not admit that we have committed adultery. I don't think any of us have committed adultery.
大部分人呢并不见得说我承认说是我犯了奸淫。
But having lust, Jesus says, is adultery.
但是当我们的心里有淫念的时候呢，耶稣就告诉我们，其实你就犯了奸淫。
So again, Jesus emphasized not just the act, but the intention of the heart.
所以耶稣在这里强调的并不是仅仅是外表的这个行为，做出来的行为，而是心里的这个念头。
So as if we are taking Jesus, what Jesus said about what is sin, what is corruption, including the heart, there is even less excuse for us to say that I have not committed that act.
所以当耶稣把这个神的这个律法给他就是深入到内心讲内心的话呢，我们在神的面前就不能有这样的借口说我从来没有犯过这个罪。
So in that word, that anyone who was looking at a woman with a lustful eyes has committed adultery. In that word, in that way, all of us have committed at some time in our lives adultery.
耶稣讲说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。所以我们在座的每一个男人，在我们生命中的有一些时刻我们肯定是犯过这样的这个罪。
So Jesus said, gouge your eyes out.
那耶稣就说，把你的眼睛挖掉。
If you take him seriously, you go gouge your eyes, there will be a lot of blind men in our midst.
对，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
And then he also follow up with saying, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
然后耶稣就说，若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
So if that's the case, if we take it seriously, take it word by word, we have a lot of missing hands.
那如果我们真正就是说来从这个字面上来明白耶稣的意思的话，那在座的可能很多人手都已经没有了。
What Jesus wants to tell us is that we have to take these things seriously, Not just because you just happen to see, but you have to know with that lustful thought that you are committing adultery. You're going to take it as seriously as committing adultery.
那耶稣就是告诉我们，我们心里一定要非常的认真，我们一定要知道，我们要同意，就是说，当我们心里有这个淫念的时候，我们就相当于已经犯了这个奸淫的这个罪。
Okay, and then next subject is divorce.
那么下面一个主题，我们就讲离婚或者是休妻。
There's the other places in the scripture, Jesus said God hates divorce.
在别的经文里面，耶稣也说过，就是说神不喜悦休妻这个事情。
At the minimum here, according to the law of Moses, that if you're going to divorce a woman, you have to give her a certificate of divorce, telling people that this woman did not commit adultery, she just cannot have any children. So therefore, I don't want her as my wife anymore.And that's what basically what the certificate is to clear the name of these women.
那么在摩西的律法里面是有这样的教导，就是说如果一个男人想休妻的话呢，他就要给开一个休书，就是告诉大家这个女人之所以被休掉，不是因为她犯了奸淫的原因，而是因为她不能生孩子，所以现在有这个理由就可以把她休掉。这样的话呢，这个女人还是有她的这个
清白
yes,
清白
yes,
And this is important for the woman because at that society, if a woman does not have a man to provide for her, she is like a widow. She has no means to support herself. So she has to get married again.
那么在那个社会里面，如果一个妇女她没有一个男人来提供她的生活的需要的话呢，她没有办法生活，所以她被休掉之后，她必须还要再重新结婚才好。
So the certificate of divorce allows her to find another man, another husband to marry.
那这个休书呢，就可以让她再拿着去找下一个丈夫。
That is not what God had in mind in the first place.
那这个呢，并不是神他从起初的意图。
God says He hates divorce.
神说他不喜悦离婚。
Marriage is a covenant.
那么婚姻呢，是我们在神面前的一个盟约。
And that covenant lasts forever.
那么这个盟约呢，应该是永恒的，一直存在的。
So when Jesus talked about it, Jesus wants to reveal to us our hardened hearts that we refuse to reconcile, refuse to accept God's permanent covenant with our wife.
那么耶稣在这里呢，就是也想显明，让这些人心里显明，他们实际上是在拒绝神给他们一个这个永恒的盟约，在我们这个妻子的身上。
So it reveals when Jesus taught, it reveals the heart of the husband who has a hardened heart for his wife.
所以当耶稣讲的时候呢，这些丈夫里面他的这个坚硬的心呢，就被显现出来。
And then going to oath.
那么下面我们来讲启示。
I think all of us has sometime in our life we says, I swear I will not do this again. I swear I will do this.
那么在我们生命中某一个时间，我们可能许多人也都讲过说，我发誓，我以后再也不做事情了，不做这件事情了，或者说我发誓。我肯定会做这件事情。
Some gambling person who has gambling addiction says, I swear I will never bet again.
比如说你有毒瘾的话，你肯定会发过誓说，我发誓我以后再也不下赌注了。
And Jesus says, don't do that.
耶稣说不要那么去做。
Let your words be sincere, honest, and has integrity.
就是你说的话呢，要有诚实和正直在里面。
Not worthless words.
不要说那些没有意义的话。
It is about your character. What you say reflects your character.
那么我们说的话呢，就是反映出来我们的品格。
So, watch your character before you speak.
所以心里先要想你这个人的品格，然后你再说话。
And then, an eye for an eye.
下面讲到以眼还眼。
It is, you know, when Moses gave that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, he is limiting the damage that you will do to the other person. If the other person injures you, if he injures your eyes, injure your blow, or he hit you, you can only do likewise. You cannot do any more than what he did to you.
那么在这个摩西的律法里面是有这样说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。但是他的目的呢，是为了防止人在报仇的时候做得过分。比如说你的眼受伤了，你只能去伤别人的眼，或者你的身体有一个部分受伤，你只能去伤这个人的身体，你不能做得多，所以这个律法呢就限制了人报仇的这个程度。
Yeah, but you know, when we have revenge, we always want to do more than what other person did to us.
但是当我们有机会去报仇的话呢，我们都愿意就是说做得更多，把给这个人造成更大的伤害。
So in this teaching, Jesus is saying, love your enemy.
那么耶稣下来就讲到说爱你的仇敌。
It's not about vengeance.
所以不是关于我们如何去报仇。
Did you see the difference between the law of Moses and what Jesus is teaching, what Jesus is referring to?
所以我不知道大家有没有看到这个摩西的律法还有耶稣的教导它的不同。
Now the Jewish people are so accustomed to following the law of Moses by observing and obeying the law in all its requirements.
那么犹太人呢，已经很习惯来遵守摩西的律法，就是在这个律法所有的方面，他们都很严谨的遵守。
However, when the law interferes with their lives, they interpret the law to their benefit.
可是呢，当这些律法呢干扰到他们的生活的时候呢，他们呢就从人的角度来解释这些律法，让他们可以逃掉这个律法。
For example, the Sabbath law.
比如说这个安息日这个律法。
You know, Jesus was actually accused, and the reason to crucify is because he breaks these laws.
那么耶稣被钉死的原因之一呢，就是他违反了这个安息日的这个条例。
Well, let's see. The intention of the law is to rest.
那么这个安息日的它的意图呢，神的意图是让我们安息休息。
And to renew a relationship with God.
然后我们在这一天呢，我们可以更新和神的关系。
After a whole week of work, worry, and heartaches.
因为在这一周里面呢，我们已经有了足够的这个劳苦、焦虑，还有我们的这个伤心。
It is the day reserved for the Lord. It is the day for the Jew to remember all that God had done for them.
这一天是留给神的，这一天呢，也是让犹太人来记住神为他们所做的。
In Deuteronomy 5:15, this is what God wanted the Jews to do on Sabbath day.
那么在《申命记》5:15里面呢，神也这么说，让犹太人要这么去做。
He says, you are to remember, you were slave in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretching arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
神是这么说的，你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆。耶和华你神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来。因此，耶和华你的神吩咐你守安息日。
So for God, the Sabbath day is rest and remembrance.
所以神的意图，安息日是让我们休息，我们纪念。
Of course, the Jew thinks it's about work.
那么犹太人就想这一天是不用做工。
So they focus on what is work.
所以他们的注意力就集中在到底什么是工。
Rather than how to rest.
他们不去想怎么来休息。
In so doing, the Jew create a whole set of laws to say what is work.
所以呢，他们就造了这个一长的这个是工的这个什么是工的这个一些条例。
So the words you have heard, they have a whole bunch of commentary.Work.
那么所以耶稣在说你们听见说就是这些人所做的这些解释这些律法的工作。
Such as,
比如说
you can't light a fire to cook.
你在安息日那天你不能点火做饭。
Because that would be work.
因为这个是工。
You cannot walk beyond a certain distance because that would be considered work.
你走路也不能超过一定的这个长度，不然的话就这就是违反了安息日。
Modern day Sabbath elevator.
那么
，Go ahead.
在今天的话，如果有电梯的时候呢
？There's a Sabbath day elevator.
那有这个安息日的电梯。
Is pre-programmed to stop at every floor because pushing the elevator button is considered work.
那这个电梯呢会在每一层都自动停，因为你要手按这个电梯的话呢就是做工。
This is just one example of how the law of Moses had become in the hands of man.
那么这就是一个例子，就是摩西的律法在人的手里变成什么的样子。
It has become totally external behaviors.
它就完全的变成了一个外在的行为。
The internal aspect of God's law regarding the hearts, regarding the intentions, regarding the will, have overshadowed by the visible act of obedience.
所以神的律法关于我们内心的方面，关于我们内心的意念，关于我们的意志啊，在这个遵守外表的这些东西啊，已经被掩盖起来。
So Jesus came to reinterpret.The law of Moses.
所以呢，耶稣来到世上来重新解释摩西的律法。
So the law is not meant just to govern our behavior; it also reveals the hearts of the people.
那么这些律法呢，它并不是仅仅要管理我们外在的行为，而是要显现我们的内心。
In fact, Jesus teaches that the internal intention of the heart ultimately leads to misbehavior.And outward acts of sin.
那耶稣的教导就是说，是因为我们心里的这个坏的意图呢，才导致我们所做的坏事和外表看得见的罪。
Because sin begins in the heart.
因为罪从心里出来。
Outward acts of sin are merely a reflection of the inward corruptions of the heart.
那么我们外表做出来的罪呢，只是我们心里堕落的。这个表现。
It is by Jesus' interpretation of the law, revealing the acts of sin as well as the corruption of the heart, so Paul can write in Romans 3:20, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
那么因着耶稣对这个律法的解释呢，这个律法是为了显现这个罪和我们心里的这个堕落， 所以保罗在罗马书三章二十节里面就写到，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人之罪。
By Jesus' interpretation of the law, he brought all people under the judgment of God.
因着耶稣来解释这个律法，他把所有的人都放在神的审判之下。
No one is righteous, not even one.
没有一个人是义人，一个都没有。
And all have fallen short of the glory of God.
所有的人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
By act or by intentions.
因为你做出来的罪行，或者是因为你心里的意念。
Okay, so you see, Jesus, the way that Jesus sees the law and how the scribes, the teacher of the law sees the law.
所以我们看到啊，耶稣是怎么来看这个律法，和文士和法利赛人是怎么来看这个律法。
And these sections from verse 17 to verse 48.
那今天我们看到十七节到四十八节。
It begins with Jesus talking about enter into the kingdom of God.
那开始的时候呢，耶稣就讲到啊，如何进入天国。
You see, verse 20 says, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisee and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of God."
在二十节里面他说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So Jesus seems to imply that the Pharisee and teacher of the law will not enter the kingdom of God.
那么在这里耶稣也就暗示这些文士和法利赛人并不能进入天国。
Jesus' requirement is that unless your righteousness surpasses themthat you will be excluded from the kingdom.
除非你的义胜过他们的义，不然的话呢，你就不能进入天国。
For any serious seekers who desire to enter into the kingdom, he will ask, how can my righteousness surpasses the Pharisee and the teacher of the law?
所以对每一位心里很愿意来进入天国的人来说呢，你就要问自己这样一个问题，就是我的义如何能胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
You know, these people, as far as the legalistic righteousness is concerned, are blameless.
从律法的义的角度来说呢，这些人呢，文士和法利赛人，他们是无可指责的。
Paul says,He is blameless.
那么保罗在他的书信里面讲到他是无可指责的。
So how can my righteousness be greater than theirs?
所以我身上的义怎么会胜过这些人的义呢？
By the end of this section, Jesus offered a way.
那么在这段经文的最后呢，耶稣给我们一个方法，道路。
He said, be perfect,
他说,
as your heavenly Father is perfect.
他说四十八节，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
So Jesus is saying to us, if that's the only way that you want, your righteousness is going to be more than the Pharisee, is that when you become perfect, like your heavenly Father is perfect.
那我们的义胜过文士和法利赛人的义的唯一的办法，就是我们要完全像天父那样完全一样。
This perfection, like the Father, is for all time and all circumstances.
那么这样的完全和完美呢，是在任何时候，在所有的境况之下。
Not only the outward acts, but also the inward intentions is perfect.
并不仅仅是我们外表的行为要完全，我们内心的意念也要完全。
That's how you can get into the heaven.
这就是我们怎样进入天国。
Be perfect. That's all. Simple.
你要完全，太简单了。
Perfect.
完美，完全。
Then you, if you are a serious seekers, you say, who can be perfect like the Father?
所以其实你心里如果要严肃的话，你就会想一想，这个世上有谁可以像神那样完全呢？
Perfect in all his ways.
在他所有行的事情上都要完全。
In all his divine nature.
在神的这个神性下面。
For all time.
在所有的时间里面。
There is not a moment when he is not perfect.
甚至都不能有一个时刻你不完全。
Who can be like that?
有谁可以像那样呢？
As Jesus taught in the beginning, is that the law and prophets points to him.
那么在耶稣讲这些话的前面呢，开始他就说这个律法和先知都指向我。
This is verse 17. It says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophecies. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
十七节里他说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
The word fulfill is also be interpret as pointing to Jesus Christ.
那么成全这个字呢 fulfill, 它也可以被理解成为指向耶稣。
He is the only one who perfectly embodied the law and described by the prophets.
那么耶稣是唯一的一位完全的体现了律法，遵行了律法，而且呢，在被这个先知书所记载的。
In fact, he's the only one who qualifies to go to heaven.
耶稣是唯一的一位有资格可以进入天国的这样一个人。
No one deserves to be in the kingdom of God.
没有一个人配得进入天国，除了他。
Since no one is qualified to go to heaven, that means everyone is going to the other place.
如果我们说没有一个人有资格进入天国，这就意味着每一个人会进入到另外一个地方。
What is that place?
那个地方是哪里呢？
Hell.
我们叫做地狱。
In other words, we're all citizens of hell.
也就是说，我们生下来的时候，我们就是地狱的公民。
If Jesus ended his ministry by the Sermon of the Mount, we are left with hopelessness and despair.
如果耶稣今天讲完登山宝训，他在地上的事工结束了，我们就是一群绝望的、没有任何希望的人。
Since Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophet, the words point, these writing points to him.
因为耶稣来到世上是为了要成全律法和先知，所以呢，这些话呢都指向他。
And also Christ alone perfectly fulfilled all the demands of the law and the intention of the heart.
而只有耶稣自己完全的成全了律法的要求，还有包括心里的这个意念的要求。
His perfections, Scripture says, become our salvations.
圣经里讲，因着他的完全，他成为我们的救赎。
Is that by him that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
也因着他，借着他，我们可以进入神的国。
Book of Hebrews clarified this point.
那么在希伯来书里面把这一点讲得很清楚。
Hebrews 5:9 says this.
希伯来书五章九节。
During the day of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submissions. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect,He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
希伯来书五章七到九节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全。就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Jesus' perfections brought all his followers into the kingdom of God.
耶稣自己的完全把他所有的跟从者带入了天国。
By the standards of the Sermon on the Mount, no one can enter into the kingdom.
我们今天学的根据登山宝训耶稣所讲的标准，没有一个人可以进入天国。
However, the perfection came to us and lead us into paradise.
然而这个完全来到我们中间，把我们带入了天国。
Evangelical Christians have made Christianity all about us.
今天的福音派教会呢，把这个基督教变成了完全都是关于属于我们自己的，关于我们自己的。
I went to Texas, and Texas is known for bigness, big, huge.
那么我去德克萨斯，德克萨斯呢就是以这个大有名。
They have mega church.
那么在德克萨斯有一些很巨大的教会。
A 1,000 people church is a small church.
1,000个人的教会是一个小教会。
Mega church. Mega people. Large people. People are big.
他们那人的体型也比较大。
A big truck. Everywhere you go is truck.
不管你去哪儿，大街上都是大卡车。
There's very little.Very few Tesla in Texas.
Well, except Austin, maybe. 所以你在德克萨斯你也看不见特斯拉。
And this is something, you know, we, and also, evangelical Christians believe Christians should have big political influence.
那么福音派教会他们也认为基督徒呢应该有很大的政治上的影响。
So we believe that doing all this in the name of Christ that will bring something worthy to the Lord.
那我们就觉得当我们在做这些事情的时候呢，我们就为主做了一些有益的工作。
But what does God really want from us?
但是我们有没有想一想，这个神究竟想让我们做什么？
You know, you're talking about big churches, right? We think that this is something we offer to God. But you know, Jesus said, I build my church. You did not build it. So it's not yours to offer.
所以当我们在一个大的教会里面，我们就觉得，我们为主做了，建了这样一个大的教会。但是耶稣说，是我造了我的教会。而不是你献给我的、yeah.
Or, you know, he says, I have led so many people to Christ, but without realizing it is the Holy Spirit who calls them.
那我们也会说，我们带领了很多人来信主， 但是我们不知道实际上是圣灵带领了这些人信主。
So all these things we think that we can offer to the Lord.
所以我们觉得把这些事情我们都可以拿出来献给主。
What does Lord really wants from us?
但是我们的主究竟想要我们什么呢？
He wants us.
他要我们。
All of us.
我们的一切。
Our hearts.
我们的心。
Our minds.
我们的意念。
Our soul.
我们的魂。
And our strength.
我们的力量。
Not what we can bring to him.
不是我们可以带给他什么。
It is not about what we do.What can do from Christ?
不是说我们为他做了什么，或者说我们可以为他做什么。
It is about him.
而是关于他。
What he has done for us.
关于他为我们做了什么。
It is all about him.
所以全都是关于耶稣。
We have a song. I thought that it really speaks to this aspect of our relationship with God.
那么下面我们要唱一首歌呢，这首歌呢就是把我们和神的关系讲得很清楚。
And let's pray first before we ask the priest team to come.
在我们上歌以前，我们先一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we confess.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里认罪。
We have made it all about us in this church, or in our Christianity.
在这个教会里面，在基督教里面，我们可能都在想我们怎样。
But it is after all, Lord, it is you who accomplish everything for us.
但实际上是主，你为我们做了什么？
Your perfections lead us into paradise.
因为你的完全可以带入我们进入天国。
So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the great work you have done.
我们感谢你，我们感谢耶稣基督为我们所做的工作。
We also thank you for coming to us.
我们也感谢来到我们中间。
So we to reveal our wicked hearts,
把我们内心的邪恶显现出来。
So that we can make no claim that we are blameless.
所以我们不能再说我们是无可指责的。
We thank you, Lord Jesus. You come, you point us to yourself.
我们也感谢您来到我们中间，而且指向您自己。
And through you that we enter into paradise.
因着您，我们才有进入天国的可能。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。